This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Randall, please summarize that question real fast, and let's have Calvin respond.
Right. So prior to the break there, we had the question by Sand in our forum, and he was pointing out that there seems to be some confusion or a discrepancy between what you internally decided you were going to do before you went to the police station and after you were already there. And this is evidenced by the police recording. And my question was, well, why would you sort of make an exclamation on the tape that you passed out when you weren't making this statement to anyone else? You weren't trying to fool anyone at the time. It was as if you were actually saying, well, I passed out and I had never done that before, and that you believed it at the time, and yet later on you were saying, no, this was all planned. It was just going to be an act.
That is a really good question, and I understand how it come up. But when we was in there, you got to remember, in the other rooms, these police detectives was all standing around. And, you know, you never know when you're going to be overheard by one. Now, we didn't know the recording was in there. So I just come back with a story with a pronoun, and trying to verify, because I didn't want to be overheard in the police station. Well, you know, I just passed out.
So if I'm getting this right, then you kind of thought, well, while you're at the police station, you're just going to stick to the story no matter what.
No matter what.
I see. Okay. And, it's just,
and then I also had a thing of me in there saying, praying, you know, and I'm not ashamed of none of this at all. And you know, it actually happened and it went off pretty good as planned. I figured the press would leave me alone.
And so what changed your mind then? What made you decide to say, okay, all right, I'm going to come clean. This really happened to me. How did you get your mind changed about it?
Well, to be honest with you, my health started failing back in 2018. And then we went to that wake, and my wife talked to me about doing a book because she's never heard. I've never talked to her, never told nobody in Jackson County. And I've kind of got an expiration date on my head. You know, nobody really knows what day you're going to expire or nothing. But I'm getting close. I'm getting older. And I know I don't have that much longer to live. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And I wanted just to level the playing field before I die. I want to put it out there because I owe it to my family, my friends, and the citizens that live through this right here in this area. So when I did the book, I didn't care if I sold the book or not, but I was going to tell my story, and I was going to buy 10 or 15 copies and just hand them out to keep from calling the family reunion around and things, and just say, y'all read it if you want to know what happened. Now, that was my intentions, and I really wasn't really planning on selling any. I figured I might sell 10 to myself. But that's exploded now.
How well has the book done for you? Have you managed to earn a reasonable royalty from it over the years?
Well, it's just been a year now, and we've done pretty fair. You know, it's no good money in any kind of book like this. But the little bit that we do earn from it every month, it helps. This has opened up a lot of opportunities for me to get out and make some lectures and talk about it and give back to my community. And I kind of donate back to my community and all around here. And then I give some to charities. But it's not a whole lot of money, but what little bit of money that comes in, it does help. And I can't say I don't keep some and enjoy it, because I got a little better fishing equipment now than what I had.
Well, that sounds actually just fine. And we certainly don't fault anybody who comes on the show for writing a book and making some money off it. That's fine. In fact, we would like to be approached by authors or people who are out there doing research who want to help to get the message out. At the same time, you can tell that we do ask some fairly probing questions. And, you know, we're not just out to promote nonsense either. And
exactly
when I say that you come across as a very sincere person, that is what I mean. And if you didn't, the people who know me and know me on the forums, they know I would call you out on it. But in all honesty, you just do seem to be very sincere. Now, this brings up another question from another one of our forum members. And it's not so much a question, because on our forum, we're not like these other shows that go, you have to ask a question so that the person who is stuck offering their question has to frame it in a certain way. We allow people to just express ideas, points of discussion. What Stoneheart here says, he says, interesting case. I don't have any outright questions to ask, but it would be interesting to see what the take of abductees in general would be on how people treat them. And so can you tell us how people treat you and how it's made you feel when people ridicule you as an abductee? Has it prevented you from talking to certain people or made you feel like an outcast from society, anything like that?
You know, and that's getting back to different personalities of people. I wouldn't want everybody to believe me. I want some independent thinkers out there and to ask critical questions and to make their little bad comments toward me like some do, you know, and that don't really bother me. I have to be honest to myself when doing this. I know this happened. I know something happened. I don't know exactly what it was. I'm hunting answers. You know, so it don't bother me that a few people criticize me. And I've been accepted really well, especially at the conferences. But when we talk about the conferences, you know, that's our people, the UFO people around us. But they asked some real intelligent questions and all. But no, I hadn't really been ridiculed that much. I've got somebody made a few nasty remarks that kind of got under my skin, and I just wanted to go find them and beat them to death with a club. But I didn't do it, and I don't respond back to them. I just...
You know, when you say stuff like that, because you come across when you're talking as such a personable guy and easy to get along with, and then when you say something like that, it's like... It just seems like such a juxtaposition, you know. I'm envisioning you, you know, taking the boat across the river and opening your lunch kit and finding one of your wife's sandwiches and throwing it overboard and you know, with the so. Anyways, really interesting. What sort of advice would you give to other people who have maybe had an experience like yours but haven't come forward?
Well, this has been therapy for me, and I think it would be therapy for anybody else if they get out and they talk to people about it. But don't get around nobody real critical, because, you know, you're already upset about all this, and you need to be around good people and people that understand what's going on. Then spread out to the real critical people if you need to, but I think it would do them good to open up and talk about it. Take notes, try to remember all they can, and just share it. They got support groups now to share with.
In your experience, would you recommend Kathleen Martin to people who are abductees to get in touch with her so that she could also help them?
100%. Kathleen is a great person. I spent a good deal of time. I actually met her at the UFO Congress in Phoenix, and we had a booth together, and we spent a good deal of time sitting there talking.
We'll talk about this more. We got a break. Kathleen, of course, has been on the PowerCast a number of times. We like her. We've got Gene and Randall and Calvin. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Calvin Parker talking about his new book, and that book is published by Flying Disc Press. That's Philip Mantle's company. It's called Pascagoula. The story continues. New evidence and new witnesses. Calvin, are you seeing other abductees coming to you for advice?
Wouldn't call it advice, but they will come and want to share their story with me. And I'm all open to listening. And I'm hunting under my hat, just hunting a little bit of a comparison, if you might say that. And I hadn't found another abduction case that compares. I know when I was with Travis walked in Phoenix. I sat down and talked to him and just to see if anything compared there, and we hadn't. So, you know, it's just hard to say. I think every abduction is really unique, though.
Well, yours certainly seems to be, and so does Travis Walton's. So does the abduction by Betty and Barney Hill, which is not quite what most of the other abductions involved.
Talking about Betty Hill, you know, I went out and spent 3 or 4 days with her just to learn how to deal with this. And Betty asked me, she said, you know, a lot of people's real skeptical. Why do you believe me? And the reason I believe Betty, because back in the 60s, she was married to a black man and she was a white woman. And you didn't do stuff like that back then. It was just unheard of. So I couldn't see, and I told her niece this, Kathleen, I really couldn't see her putting herself out there with all this back in the 60s when this happened. So that's one reason that I believed it, because she wouldn't want the publicity on herself.
At that particular point in time, and we know about racial relationships and intermarriage, you know, in the 60s, was something many people frowned on, and we all know about the Civil Rights Act of 1965 and everything. So I understand what you're saying here, that these people would not want to have attention drawn to themselves. They already have to feel a little sensitive, or had to be a little sensitive to their current situation at the time.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, somebody's not going to intentionally bring attention onto themselves and cause some bad problems over sitting there lying about an abduction. So I believe Betty Hill and Barney 100%. I told Kathleen that. I believe Travis Walton. Now, when I seen that movie, I thought, fire in the sky. I said, and I told Travis this. I mean, this thing's after what happened. But, you know, everybody knows that was changed a little bit for the theater in it. And I'm going to be real careful if we ever do a movie on this, and I want it done right out of the book the way that it is.
You know, of course, dealing with Hollywood, when they buy a property, they buy a book, they basically, unless you have a humongously expensive lawyer, they can pretty much do anything they want. Especially if it's going to be a fictional story. And I think in Fire in the Sky, one of the reasons given for an ending, or at least a sequence that didn't match the case, is because that kind of scene had already been done in another movie. So therefore, they didn't want to duplicate that scene. Again, it's a creative matter. It's not something that represents the facts. But that's Hollywood.
Yeah, that's just Hollywood for you. And everybody knows, you know, that it was changed up some. Travis knows it and all. But, you know, I'm going to try to lean to the safer side of things. I'd rather stay with the documentaries than I had like a movie. But, you know, if we offered one, we'll look at it and see beforehand with the attorneys if we can keep it. Now, I got to meet Paul Hynek, which is John Allen Hynek's son, when we was in Phoenix, and we spent a lot of time together. Matter of fact, we're going to do a show together here in a couple of days. But Paul said that they're doing this Project Blue Book series on the History Channel. Well, he is there for a, what do they call it, consultant-like?
And yes, consultant. Said, that's a good way for someone like that to have a little input into the creative process.
Right. He said that he can recommend, but a lot of times they don't listen to him. But he tries to keep it as close to the facts that they were. And Paul was a great person. I don't know if you ever met him, but he is funny. He's got a good head on him. And that whole family is intelligent. And I remember talking to Paul back when all this happened. He was just a little bitty thing. And I called him at, I was calling Dr. Heine because he had left his number and wanted me to call him, and he wasn't there, and Paul was trying to take notes on a chalkboard, and he was asking me how to spell Paspagola and things like that. Well, he asked the wrong one for spelling because I sure didn't know. But we made it out. And I asked him how his dad felt about this, and he said that this is one of the cases that he felt was pretty, you know, that he felt like something really happened.
I know at the time, I remember when this happened to you. I was covering the news beat at a radio station near Philadelphia. Management was tolerant. I'd run the UFO stories, especially in our local area, and they never said anything. They only cared about the town meetings and the accidents and the blood and gore, you know. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. That kind of thing.
There you go.
Right. They didn't worry about the other stuff, so I got in my UFO stories, my collection of UFO stories. And I remember your case, and I recall it being treated very credibly in the UFO community. Because a lot of people had claimed to have met alien beings, and a lot of people would not believe or express disbelief, but I think people accepted, a lot of people accepted what happened to you right off the bat. But I assume you've heard from people who say you made it all up, right?
Oh, yeah. You're going to find, I read a comment on somebody's, I had Script TV come down and done a commercial. Now, not a commercial, but a little newscast, and they aired it in Denver, and they sent me a copy of it. And, you know, under each one of these news media things, they got a comment section. And this woman said, well, they wasn't nothing but two wife-beating drunks. Now, that just kind of went all over me because how does she know? She didn't even know me. You know, why make comments like that?
Well, just saying you were drunk is one thing. Wife-beating drunks?
Yeah.
I mean, in a sense, they're accusing you of committing assault.
So,
right. You know, I mean, that's certainly beyond the pale here. And I understand this is just a microcosm of what happens now. Now, people criticize you. That's the friendly comment compared to what they say. We have Calvin Parker joining us. And we're talking about his new book, which is not called Paspagola, the Sequel. It's called Paspagola, the Story Continues, New Evidence, New Witnesses. With Gene Randall and Calvin, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is formally objecting to the Democrats conducting their impeachment inquiry without a vote to approve a resolution for it.
They've taken away our rights. So if they proceed, and, you know, they'll just get their people, they're all in line. Because even though many of them don't want to vote, they have no choice. They have to follow their leadership. And then we'll get it to the Senate, and we're going to win.
House Democrats leading the inquiry have sent a subpoena to the White House demanding documents on President Trump's effort to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden and his son, saying they're corrupt. Biden in Los Angeles responds.
All this talk of the president about corruption comes from the most corrupt president we've had in modern history.
He's the definition of corruption. He's corrupted the agencies of government, from the Defense Department, from the State Department, from the Justice Department.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, we're getting to the last couple of segments here, Calvin. And before we let you leave the building with Elvis, I don't like that, but you and I understand what that means. But in any case, are there things you would like to people to know about what happened to you that you haven't talked about so far today?
Well, the whole deal with me right now, when it got the story out and everybody, you know, heard the story and all, that was a big relief off my shoulders. Now my next mission is I'm just hunting answers. And I'm like anybody else. I want to know. Wherever they lead, are they good, are they bad, are this, whatever it is, I just want to know answers, and that's about it.
Well, okay, so you weren't the only one who was abducted here, though. Charles Hickson, right?
Right.
So he was also hypnotized and interviewed.
Yes, sir.
But we didn't seem to get much out of that. There was a lot of inaudible statements, and but it seems like something weird did happen. You said that you and Charles really never talked about it much after that, but I mean, why not?
Well, actually, I thought Charlie was the one that broke the story, and I didn't want this out in the media, period, because of, actually it puts a stigma over you, and I just figured he took a different route than I did. He took to going to the conferences, the news media, the publicity, and I went completely opposite in him. And I knew if I was around him that he was going to try to draw me into the route he was taking. I mean, he gave up his whole life for this. He was actually working at a shipyard making good money and went into this. And back in the 70s, I know, you know, there wasn't too much money in what he was doing. They gave him $50 to go to a conference to give. And his book really never done nothing. So it did better after he died than what it was selling when he was alive.
That's kind of gruesome, but that's quite often what happens. I have to tell you, for example, Elvis Presley's estate has made far more money than when he was alive, and even the two Beatles no longer with us. Because they keep re-releasing the material. Right now we have the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. Last year it was the one, you know what I'm talking about. So they mine those resources for as long as they can make a profit. Now let's talk about your colleague here, your partner in crime. Anything about what you remember differs from what he talked about?
Well, you know, I've never heard one of his talks. Philip sent me a book. Now, Charlie came to me and said, I'm going to write a book. You sign this so I can use your name and all. And I give you 3 or 4% out of whatever. Well, I never got a penny. I didn't want no money out of it. And then never even bought a book. So Philip sent me a book, and it's still laying in there in the den somewhere in my library. I hadn't read it. So I don't really know what Charlie has talked about or said. I've never sat down and talked to him about it. Because like I say, it was some bad feelings between us.
That's unfortunate. Looking at the PDF here that you were kind enough, or Philip was kind enough to send to us, what we see is quite a few photographs. We have reproductions of handwritten letters and typewritten letters, as well as color photographs of the area. Is all that in your new book when people buy it? Is it fully illustrated?
Yeah, it is illustrated. There's quite a few illustrations in it. And Philip made sure he put all them in there.
Yeah, we've got photographs of the cassette tapes. We've got pictures of the area. We've even got, it looks like, screen captures from other people who were talking, diagrams of the creatures. It's quite an extensive coverage of the entire story throughout its complete history. This is quite a work. I mean, anyone who's interested in ufology and knows about your particular case is going to want to get this, I think, from the looks of it. I'm certainly very thankful that it was sent to us.
And Charlie is a big part of this story. He's the second half of the story, or the first half, really. If it hadn't been for Charles Hickson keeping this alive and going through it, it might not be a book today.
Well, that's a really nice thing to say about him now. And it's unfortunate. Were you guys never able to reconcile during his life?
Well, we went different directions. He kind of stayed here on the coast. I moved back to Laurel. Then I started following the oil field around. And he didn't know how to get a hold of me, and I knew how to get a hold of him. I'm just not a touchy-feely person like that. You know, I felt more harm would come out of us speaking. And I even dedicated the first book to Charlie. So, you know, I give him a lot of credit.
Do you have kids, children?
I do.
And what do they think of all of this?
You know, up until lately, they never really said that much about it. When the book came out, I never had talked to them about it. And I gave my daughter and her husband a copy of the book and said, go ahead and read this. If you have any questions, just ask me.
And I asked because it's fairly common in UFO abductions that it runs in the family. So I was wondering if anyone else in your family maybe has seen anything or experienced anything weird.
Well, my mother experienced something weird, but, you know, she wasn't abducted. But she owned a farm out in Ellisville, Mississippi. And she said right after this happened one night that all the cattle run all the way to the back of the farm and the dogs started barking. And her and my brother was there by themselves, and they opened the door, and they seen what looked like to be some kind of crowd. But she kept saying, Calvin's not here, Calvin's not here, Calvin's not here, and went back in and locked the door, and they went and covered their heads up in the bed, I guess. But that's the closest thing. And then that was my dad-in-law, you know. He was... he didn't really believe a whole lot of nothing. And he finally come to me when that happened in his catfish ponds. So, yeah, you know, nobody's that I know of has been abducted again.
Where would you like to see this all go for you? Now, this is, like you say, this is sort of a legacy for you. And while you're alive, you're getting out and making sure that people know about this event. What in your mind do you think really makes it important for people to know about it?
Well, this is a subject that's not going away, and it's getting more and more popular every day. And I think sooner or later there's going to be some facts released on it that is really important. And I think the general public needs to be kind of ready for maybe what's going to happen and maybe what's going to be a surprise on us. I think the government's going to release everything they got one day. And I just think to be informed is the way to go.
Now, let me ask you about that here with regard to the government. We, of course, debate disclosure here quite often on the PowerCast, and this will probably carry over into our next and final segment with Calvin Parker. What do you think the government really knows about UFOs? And this is a question that probably has no answer unless they choose to say something. You kind of think with the current information from the Navy, they want more reports. They want more information, and that would convey the strong impression they really don't know after all these years what's going on, unless it's so deep in the government that nobody knows except a small group. But that's paranoia.
Right.
We've got Gene, Calvin, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yeah. Shall we return final segment with Calvin Parker? More information about the Pascagoula, Mississippi abduction of 1973. So, Calvin, since we were interested in what the government may or may not know, what do you think they know? Do you think they've got a final answer, or maybe they're as mystified as the rest of us?
Well, I think most of them probably don't know nothing. You know, I know the president knew something. He'd tweet about it. You know, he loved that Twitter. So, really, it's just a very few in the government that really knows about this, because you couldn't keep something like that secret.
The president, whoever he or she might be, is a temporary occupant, 4 years, 8 years, whatever. And it's possible here, because we've had presidents before saying, I will get you the facts about UFOs, I will look into it, never happens. I just think here that if there is secret knowledge there, the president is the last person they'd read into it.
Yeah, you know, he might have a security clearance, but I don't think that it would go that deep. You might have some generals now that knows a little something, but it's going to be somebody deeper than the president of the United States that knows anything. More like in the Pentagon or something. I think they're probably experimenting with weapons. Now, if you think about it, this nuclear bombs that we was experimenting with in the 60s, they come from somewhere. Somebody got the knowledge to do that. And I'm almost sure that there are smart people here in the world, but I'm almost sure none of them are smart enough to try to put together something destructive like that.
Well, you know, maybe we're selling ourselves short, though, that maybe we are capable of pulling stunts like that. Look today at the smartphones, current smartphones. They are really powerful desktop computers in a tiny case.
Oh,
that
yeah.
It weighs mere ounces. Okay? These are powerful computers. As a matter of fact, I have a computer several years old here, near top of the line, and the latest iPhones are faster. That's how it goes. But I can't think for a moment that this technology didn't originally start in Bell Labs when they invented the transistor. The difference is this has 8.5 billion transistors in a little tiny chip. But it's just a growth of that technology. Why assume it comes from E.T.?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that we'll never know in our lifetime or can never be explained.
That's a really good point, though, Gene, too, that you make there. I mean, some of the stuff that humans have made in the last decade is just incredible. You're talking about a microchip there with, I'm not even sure that people can wrap their head around 8 billion transistors on a microchip. It's just incredible. And for all we know, the aliens don't even have that technology. That could be our unique technology.
They might have something so far advanced we couldn't conceive of it. Let me just add you another point of comparison. There's a product called iPad Pro. Last year's model, the processor had 10 billion transistors on it.
Maybe microchips are a whole new concept to them. That's just the thing. Like, we don't know. Maybe we just stumbled onto microchips and they stumbled onto anti-gravity somehow, and they just are able to put ships together and travel long distances really fast. And they get here and all of a sudden they're like, look at what they're making. They're making these incredible microchips with like billions of little parts. Like, how do they do that? You know, like, we don't really know for sure.
But think of it this way, Randall. What will they be like 50 or 100 years from now? If the growth continues at the present rate, we don't know about that. Of course, there's Moore's Law and everything. We don't know about that.
I was just saying, like, Christian Kroma, remember our guest? I mean, he figures, when you're saying, well, what's it going to be like? He figures it's going to save the world.
Well, I hope he's right. I mean, we can find many, many reasons why it won't happen. But let me ask you, Calvin Parker, whatever the government might know, do you think it's possible in our lifetimes, because we're not getting any younger, my friend, that we will have something close to a final answer on this?
I really think within the next 20, 25 years we will. We're getting closer and closer. Everybody knows. If you look up at the stars in the sky, we're not the only ones here. There's no telling how many different planets have life on them out there. And I've seen, just recently started looking at pictures this last year of different looking aliens, what they call them. There's some terrible looking ones out there, I know. Well, I seen something like a big grasshopper and a lizard, and then this one with the big black eyes. The one they call the Greys. Mine didn't look nothing like that. I don't understand it. But I hope we do have some answers. The only thing we do is wish for them.
Another thing I find pretty interesting in your book is when they talk about parallel experiences at the time, not necessarily people who saw your exact event, but other people that were having similar experiences on or around the same day. And what we've got here is an interesting case, just for an example, of a guy named Hugh Jenkins. And he had four sightings, and he's got diagrams of them. And we're looking at the typical disc-shaped craft with red lights and some really interesting sketches here. So this book is pretty interesting in that it doesn't just chronicle your case. It chronicles a lot of things around that time and around your case as well. Is there anything else you'd like to say about upcoming conferences, speaking engagements, or anything like that for our audience?
Well, I'm kind of up in the air right now with things because of my health. And but I'm planning on making some more as soon as I get ready. And as far as the new book, I've enjoyed. I just got my copy in the other day. I had one in of the whatever they call it. But I've enjoyed this new book myself, sitting around reading it. And Philip has come up with some good information in there also. And he's a hard worker. I got to give him kudos. Philip Manor was a hard worker and a great guy.
We've had Philip Mantle a couple times on the Paracast. He comes out with some really, really good books. We've had him on as guests on several times as authors. And you've been on with this show twice already. So he's really, really taken that venture really, really far, I think. Calvin, do you have a website or something if we want to get more information about you?
Yeah, I do. Andrew Hoffman built me a website. It's www.calvinparker.com. He keeps it updated every day.
That's it. You know, you've now come into the 21st century.
Yeah, some of it I like, some of it I don't. You know, I still like getting up and doing what I always used to do. But now I've worked harder at this than I have at any job I've ever had.
So tell us, when you get on your houseboat there and you go off the grid and you kind of sail off into the sunset, are we still going to get some regular updates on your website as to what's going on with Calvin Parker?
That website will be kept up. If I catch a fish, you'll know about it.
We don't catch fish here, but you can find us on Twitter. Nothing fishy about that. It's a bad pun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for your support. We also are on Facebook with a community and a group. So you can check Facebook and follow the usual concerns about security over there. We also have a second radio show called After the Paracast, available only if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. It's post-game discussions, shall we say, extended interviews, different episodes, all sorts of fascinating stuff. And by the way, Calvin Parker's publisher, Philip Mantle, will be a guest on this weekend's episode of After the Paracast. It's available only to members of the Paracast Plus. For more information, check out plus.theparacast.com. Go to plus.theparacast.com. And one more thing, you get a version of this show that is absolutely free of the network ads with better quality audio. All for a low price starting at $1.49 a week. Learn more. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Calvin Parker, glad to have you back. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
I've enjoyed it. Thank y'all.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.